Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting third. The right fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The DH, Rico Carty. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Ellis. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Don Hood. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Darren Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jorge Orta. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bill Stein. Batting eighth. The DH, Jerry Hairston. Batting ninth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Claude Osteen. And now, play ball. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Manning reaches second base with a double. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive towards first. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manning scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hendrick moves to second. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hendrick scores. Powell moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelly for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Broemer fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a line drive towards the mound. Osteen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Hood. Henderson moves to second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Henderson scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stein moves to second. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stein scores. Hairston moves to third. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Austin fields it and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to second. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-1 in the game. Dent hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. May hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May throws the ball into Dent, who relays the ball to Horta, who tags Carty trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-1 in the game. Spikes takes first base on ball 4. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Spikes. The throw from Downing and he is out, Horta applying the tag. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellis takes first base on ball 4. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brohmer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Horta trying to get to third. Manning throws the ball into Bell, who tags Horta for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hairston hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 1 in the game. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Duffy for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Manning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a line drive into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hendrick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manning moves to third. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Downing for a passed ball. Manning scores. Hendrick moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hendrick moves to third. Rich Gossage now pitching. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cardi hits a line drive towards short. Dent reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hood fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ellis hits a line drive to right field. Kelly throws towards Dent. Dent fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Dent. Ellis moves to third. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Brohmer hits a line drive towards short. Dent reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Manning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bell bunts towards the mound. Gossage fields it and throws to first for the out. Manning moves to second. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hendrick hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Manning moves to third. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gossage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Stein takes first base on ball 4. Lee Richard pinch runs for Bill Stein. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Richard. The throw from Ellis and he is out, Duffy applying the tag. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hairston hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 2 in the game. Downing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 3 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Downing moves to third. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Downing scores. Kelly moves to second. It's Indians, 3, White Sox, 3. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lee Richard now playing third base. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Spikes strikes out. 2 outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ellis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson strikes out. 1 out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Henderson strikes out. 2 outs. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Orta hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Orta reaches second base with a double. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 3 in the game. Brohmer hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 3 in the game. Duffy hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Gossage covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Niles Nyman pinch runs for Jerry Hairston. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Downing bunts towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Brohmer covering, for the out. Nyman moves to second. 1 out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Nyman moves to third. 2 outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Dent is walked intentionally. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, May hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bell strikes out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hendrick hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Powell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cardi takes first base on ball 4. Powell moves to second. Oscar Gamble pinch hits for Charlie Spikes. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Oscar Gamble now playing left field. Jim Bibby now pitching. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 4 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Orta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0 for 1 in the game. Richard hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ellis hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0 for 4 in the game. Broemer hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 4 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Downing takes first base on ball 4. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Downing moves to second. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Downing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hendrick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hendrick moves to third. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Richard fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. May takes first base on ball 4. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Ellis for a passed ball. May moves to second. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-5 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bibby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Henderson is walked intentionally. Rick Waite's now pitching. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. Horta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. May moves to third. Henderson moves to second. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0-for-2 in the game. Richard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer fields it and throws to home to get May. Henderson moves to third. Horta moves to second. Two outs. Pete Varney pinch hits for Niles Nyman. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney takes first base on ball 4. Henderson scores. Horta moves to third. Richard moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.